Hello, 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 hello. How we doing, folks? I just pushed the wrong button on my Ustream feed. I don't know what the devil I was thinking about. Robert.
Sir.
What's going on?
How are you?
I don't know, man. You know what? I'm good and I'm bad. I'm bad and I'm good. But I'm happy now.
I keep reading about Mr. Z, the upbeat Mr. Z. That's the one I want to talk to.
There you go, Al. I'm upbeat. You know, but do you know the whole thing? And I tell people this all the time. Sometimes you just have to take a negative and make it into a positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us who you are, sir.
Well, let's see. I'm the master of persuasion. How about we put it that way? Actually, I'm a professional speaker. I'm an author. I travel around this country, and I try and do a little bit of what you're talking about, and that is not only deliver a message, but I hope to deliver inspiration, motivation. I deliver hope. And
okay.
My job is, I read somewhere, and I've got it up in my office, it said, you know, we weren't put on this earth to make a living. We were put on this earth to make a difference.
Yes.
I hope that some of the things that I help people to be more successful with make a difference. And that, you know, everybody asks me a lot of questions. That's one of the best questions out of the chute. What the heck do you do? I think that's what I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to you, and you came in on a short notice as well as Kevin did, and I really appreciate it, because right now I'm doing this all on my own. I had to do some budget cuts, and so I'm doing all the booking, and I really appreciate you coming on, and we worked together. Matter of fact, you called me today, didn't you, and say, hey, can I come on today?
I'm on the East Coast, and when Mr. Z says, how about 6:30 Friday night, I got a family that doesn't like that slot, so I appreciate you moving me to Thursday.
No problem.
It's funny. You talk about it, I'm up, I'm down. I think it's a little bit like a fight. You know, we are all taking a few punches right now, but I was motivated as a kid by watching the Rocky movies, particularly the first one, which was
Rocky.
Maybe we don't win every fight, but we keep getting up.
Right, definitely. So let's get into the meat. Why, when we talked earlier on today, you asking me, you know, what do you want me to talk about? And you know what? And I told you this, and I am a man of my word. This is Entrepreneur Thursday. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. So give me a call at 702-735-6397, 702-735-6397, and that's Robert. Anything you'd like to ask him? I have a couple of his books. He sent me some as well, too, as well. And I told this gentleman, give us some inspiration on Entrepreneur Thursday, and this man is a wealth of knowledge. So, sir, go ahead. Talk to me. What's going on with you?
Okay. Well, let's talk about selling ourselves, and that's what it's about. And, you know, I mean, sometimes people get a little nervous when they go, well, I'm not really a salesman. Well, we're all salespeople, but I was trained by Xerox. And I believe there's a repeatable, predictable process when we persuade. So even when we're walking in there, and every conversation matters right now, and you'll see people, you hear people say, well, you know, you got to get people to trust you. Well, that's good. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? I mean, give me a process for trust.
Right. Okay.
So how about we do that right now? I'm telling you that in very simple terms, the more the client, the more the person that you're interviewing with, the more the person you're trying to get to trust you, the more they talk, the more they like you. There's instinct. Our instinct is to talk. But
yes.
Logic says we ask questions and listen, and it's not easy. The reason why we don't ask questions is because sometimes we can't think of the questions to ask. But if you're asking me to stack rank what I would look for to get to get myself perhaps a job, to get myself through an interview, I know that you think that interviewer wants to ask you questions, but
right.
I'm telling you, you're much better off if you not only answer the questions, but ask some thoughtful questions of your own and listen carefully to the responses.
Can you
that
tell
make
us,
sense to you?
Yes, it does. Tell us how many books you are the author of, sir.
I've got four books out there. Three of them are bestsellers, and I think two of them are in second or third edition. So I'm a very lucky person because my books tend to sell well. I think they sell well because I don't manufacture information. I have a passion for what I write about. And so that doesn't mean, unfortunately, I can't just keep pumping them out. I haven't changed my mind. So, but one of the books in the process that we're talking about right now that I think would support the conversation we're having is called Customer-Centered Selling. The Art of Urgency, and it really just discusses decision patterns people go through and,
right.
and where their decision points are and how to work in a consultative manner, how to problem solve with people and make yourself valuable to the organization you're working with or interviewing with.
Tell us how to get in touch with you and how to find you.
Okay. Well, certainly my website, which is www.jolles.com. My books are available in bookstores, and you just have to remember my last name, Jolles, J-O-L-L-E-S.
Okay.
And I think that's the best way to do it.
One reason why I found this book so entertaining and interesting for Entrepreneur Thursday as well, too, and I was as well as Kevin got out, we sometimes shortchange ourselves, our worth. Do you agree on that sometimes? And because we're trying to please everybody, and the path to persuasion is what you got on the title of this book, right?
Yeah, I think we do. And, you know, you asked me how many books have I written. I'm not boastful. I think I could have written 10, but but I'd rather do a good job at a couple of things than just produce stuff. And you know, I think it's important that we have a passion for what we do. Mr. Z, I've only spoken to you a couple times, but the only thing I know about you is that you're a person that has passion and you feel. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to call in and talk, because those are
the kind
of people I like to associate myself with. And I, you know, we could talk process all day long, but
right.
if anybody's listening to this show, you show up, if you're trying to sell yourself, and you lean forward and you use your nonverbals and you use your facial expressions and you care about every answer you give, it'll certainly take care of not finding every word you were looking for.
It resonates. It resonates. Do I have the caller on, Al? Sheila?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Z. This
Hi.
Is Sheila.
How you doing, Sheila? Thank you very much for coming in. We got you on. I have Robert on the line, too, as well. And did you have something you want to tell us real quick while I have
Yes,
you?
I do. I just want to thank you, Mr. Z. Yesterday, I was on there with the product Profium.
Okay.
And I have been getting lots of responses and some great calls. I just want to let you know, I enjoyed yesterday and thought it was a great time, and I'm getting some feedback. So that's a real positive thing.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know I appreciate
thank you very much.
Station.
Well, you know what? Sheila, we're going to have you on again because she is a sponsor now. Since she's been on one time, she's never going to go away, folks. This product is something I truly like. So, Sheila, thank you very, very much. And tell Dr. Rowland I said thank you, and Paul as well, too, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very much.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Robert.
I'm right here.
Give me some meat before we go out today. You've got about 15 minutes or so. No, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes before I go to break, and you're wrapping us up today. So you're the only guest I have left today, and it's all about you, my man. So
Thanks.
Give me some good stuff. I'm going to kind of shut up for a second there, okay?
Okay. You want me to give you some good stuff? Let me see. How about we start with this? And I'm talking to your listeners right now because you mentioned to me, you said, Rob, let's talk about some hope. I want people to understand that when you hear a person like me saying you can do this, you can sell yourself, you can persuade and get people to want to do what you want them to do, I'm telling you that anyone can do this. If I had a nickel for how many times in a seminar I was asked the question, can anybody sell, I'd have a ton of nickels. And the answer to the question is an emphatic yes. Anyone can sell. You just a couple conditions. One, you don't have to emulate anyone else's style. Mr. Seed says it his way, I say it my way, and I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is we tell people, well, you've got to be funnier, or you've got to be this. No one does you better than you do you. So
stick
with your own style, and then just incorporate intelligent tactics and techniques, as we're talking about today, such as not just asking questions and listening, but when somebody says that they're challenged in a certain way or have an issue, ask them why. Get deeper into it. Show that you care. But that has nothing to do with your style. That's all technique. And you know, while I'm on a rant and a roll, I'll tell you, if you don't believe me, I'll tell you that I think the greatest salesperson who ever lived, and I'm going to not make this a religious person. I'd like to kind of keep that off this. But so I'll just go from a very from a business standpoint.
Okay.
I think the greatest salesperson who ever lived should be the person who made the most money ever selling. And some people say it's Trump and Iacocca, but I'll tell you, nice. I think it's a person by the name of Ben Franklin, and I doubt anyone who's listening has ever even heard of that name. Now, he wrote a couple books, but nobody bought them. He gave some seminars, but nobody came. He just outsold every human being. And I had a mental image of him, and when I say outsold, I mean he was an insurance salesman, but in 1979, when the number two person, and there were a quarter of a million insurance people, when the number two guy sold 50 million and number three sold 49 million, we have a person who sold $252 million. Oh. So when I say the greatest salesperson, you've got a better idea from the numbers. Now let me explain to you what he looked like. I thought he would look a little bit like Alec Baldwin. I had him, you know, just that those classic looks. Ben Feldman, who passed away a few years ago, stood about 5'3". Was a large fellow, we'll leave it at that. He had hair like Larry on the Three Stooges, and he spoke with a distinct pronounced lisp. And what that teaches us all, and should be an inspiration to anyone who's listening, is you don't need to have any of those characteristics that you see on television. What you have will work. What Ben Feldman did was he committed to himself. He said, this is what I've got. This is who I am, but I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to use intelligent techniques and tactics. And he outsold the world, and he was the best at it. And so don't tell yourself you can't do it, because I know you can.
What if you get tired, Robert, and everything, and the entrepreneur and me, I'm getting tired sometimes and disillusioned, but I am upbeat about it still. And what really keeps an entrepreneur ongoing? The passion and the drive and the desire, is that what you really have to keep going? Even though you said that's part of the fuel, it's still hard to stoke that furnace, don't you?
Sure is. I'll tell you that maybe I'm a very blessed man. I have my family. And particularly in 2009, for a guy like me who was booked for 4 to 5 months in advance on seminars for over 16 years and then saw the seminar world, as you can imagine, completely just cave in with everything else. So I felt the sting and the challenge and the fear that a lot of people feel. But my family was there. And you know, one of the books that I wrote, which is called The Way of the Road Warrior, and it's a somewhat of an autobiography, but it's about my life on the road a little bit. A guy who put 2 million miles in the air and almost lost it because he was unable to figure out how to balance family and work. I think that that's what our family's for. I think that the family, the reason why we and if it isn't family, it's our friends, but it's our network. The reason why we create those networks, one of them is because we all have those days. We all take those punches. We all sometimes just feel like, I don't know if I have it in me anymore. And what the family does and what that network does is those are the ones that typically grab you by under the arms and lift you back up and say, no, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, you're talking about business. It's irrelevant. We love you. We care about you. And that's, you know, many of my clients don't tell me they love me and care about me, but my family does. And
okay.
I think that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, folks. Tell us who you are again, Robert.
Rob Jolles, and you can find me at jolles.com. And I have to tell you, I heard your caller. People, if you want to buy a Jolles book, that's fine, but that's not why I called in. I called in because I spoke to Mr. Z, and I was impressed with a man who has passion for what he does. It's Entrepreneur Day, and I was hoping I could just add some help.
All right, we're going to break. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. This is Entrepreneur Thursday. We're going to be back after the break and wrap up with Robert. And tomorrow's guest is Jackie Laplin, The Art of Consciousness Creation. Love you, world. I really do. I'm here for you. Trust me.
Are you looking for the very best in luxury? How about unsurpassed therapy? Then you gotta call Hot Tub Pro at 251-7727 or go to hottubpro.com and see the very latest in hot tubs and swim spas. We are talking about the most efficient and powerful hot tubs available in Las Vegas today. After a long day of traffic and stress, come home and relax in your own personal therapy machine. Hot Tub Pro is a leader in the valley when it comes to quality and customer peace of mind. Check out all the different spas that we have to offer at hottubpro.com and check out how you can save thousands by going to our sales and events. All the information that you need is at hottubpro.com. That's hottubpro.com or call 251-7727. Hot Tub Pro, your Las Vegas Valley hot tub leader.
rush there. Folks, this is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. Tomorrow we have Jackie on, The Art of Consciousness Creation. Thank you, Victor, over there at the formal occasions. And thank Warren Williams. I'm going to be speaking with him today as well, too. I also want to thank Speechways and the Wonder Wedge and Navajo skincare products. They were on these past couple of days. And a therapeutic lady, Kathy Groover, she was on as well, too. And I want to thank her as well. And I'm going to have these people on back again, folks, because it's important that I bring people back. I just want them to be one-time people, and just such as this off to here. Robert, he's going to be back again as well, because the people that I bring on have such a wealth of information. I want to make sure that we constantly get it there. And Robert is sending me some books, he already said, and I will, she'll have some for you. If you want to give Robert a call today, give us a call at 702-735-6397. If you need help out there, folks in the community, and you need me to reach out to you, you need a helping hand, give me a call on my personal cell at 702-771-8450, or email me. If you don't want to call me on an email, we can do email exchange at cleverminds, that's the number 1, at hotmail.com, and I'll get to you. And Victor, thank you very much for being a sponsor here. I truly appreciate it. They're located on 9230 South Eastern Avenue, Suite 160. Formal wear, tuxedos, rentals, alterations, same day service, folks. Give Victor a call over there. I'm done with that aspect of the day. Talk to me, sir. Wrap this up for me so we can say goodbye to these lovely people and give us some knowledge, Robert.
Okay. You want more knowledge? I'll give you some more knowledge. Just remember something that, you know, Mr. Z, you hit on something in terms of the ups and downs. So I guess in my 15 seconds of giving you something, I would just tell you that, you know, everybody goes up and everybody goes down. I was a fan of a movie called Cool Hand Luke as a kid.
That's my dad's name, Cool Hand Luke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a great fight scene in there with, I think it was
Newman?
Kennedy and Paul Newman.
Newman, you're right.
And
right.
Kennedy just beat the living heck out of Paul Newman, but the end of the fight, it was Newman who won because he would not stay down. There's many things. I coached basketball, and there's many things that we can't control in this world, but we can always control our effort. And if we give 100%, I think at the end of the day, we'll feel just fine.
Well, in your book, I want to touch a couple of things before we go out here. Mm-hmm. You've got steps process, time step process. You have different aspects of the way. For someone who's truly overwhelmed in the entrepreneurial world, and you say balance life and family, you said you have. What if someone doesn't have family backing them? They're just
I kind of mumbled in the words. We create a network, and sometimes it's friends. But you hit on a word process. Now, I will tell you that one of the things, and that's the Xerox in me. I worked for Xerox for a number of years. At Xerox, you practically didn't tie your shoe without a process. But right. When you have a process, you have a way of measuring what you're doing, and when you can measure it, you can fix it. So when I tell you process, I mean, you want to talk trust, you process it so we can measure it. Urgency, we process it. I'm a process guy because, although in my social life, when I'm not talking to you, when I'm not at work, I'm as relaxed as the next guy. But I know in business, I know to be successful, in my opinion, you need something that's repeatable and predictable. You need that swing that you can harness. So I'm a process guy, but you don't have to have a family. I would just hope that you have friends and a network. And that Road Warrior book was my struggle, where I think I lost sight of that, and I was more interested in going out and making money than I was in attending a couple of the birthday parties I should have been at. And I'm very blessed because I had a wife who reminded me of what I was missing, and I am what
down.
I refer to as work sober for about 8 years now. I keep it in balance.
You keep it in balance. Well, that's what I'm wanting right now, trying to keep it in balance. My mind, what if you get mentally tired? What if you're extremely mentally tired trying to juggle everything? I'm seeing you juggling things right here in your hand. What if you're really mentally tired and you don't know which way to turn and which avenue to prioritize and what's more important, what's not important? How do you do that?
Well, I'm going to go back to that network, and I'll give you an example rather than just keep telling you network. You know, we went through a fire about 5 years ago. My house was burned. No one was hurt. Mm-hmm. No one was harmed. I don't bring it up for pity. I bring it up because it was overwhelming. It was a punch I wasn't ready for, and we were burned out of our house for about a year. And, it made me kind of look at things a little bit differently, because normally when I'm getting beaten up, what am I getting beaten up about? Business? Am I getting beaten up about a client? You know, all of a sudden, you reprioritize
about 30
when
seconds.
You're trying to find your dogs and get them out of the house,
okay,
and not overwhelmed with smoke. So, I keep pushing back to the same thing. You know, if I wanted to, I could be a very, very successful, more, you know, professional speaker.
Right.
But I'll take a pretty damn good one and maintain that network, because I get beat up. But I guess I have a different sense of priorities now.
Okay.
And, you know, a life event created that for me.
Tell us who you are again. We're about to wrap this up. I got about less than a minute. And tell us who you are, Robert, and how to get in touch with you.
JOLLES.com. You can send me an email, rob@JOLLES.com. But I'm very careful about this. I wanted to help you out. And
thank you, sir.
I'm not looking for seminars or anything.
No problem.
Just like you, if somebody wants to send me an email and just get picked up a little bit and just is struggling and just needs a word or two, that would be the gift that I could receive, that I would want to receive from this experience with you.
Thank you very much. And Robert, you're blessed to be in the world with us, and I'm truly blessed to have you on the show today. Thank you again, and I'll be in touch with you real soon, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. I am Mr. Z. I'm going to be wrapping up shortly. Folks, I started off the show in a way that I'm truly saying out here to the world. If you need help, and I need help, we all need a helping hand, reach out to someone that you might think needs a helping hand. And my engineering, Al, told me something. He goes, you know what? Just stay on purpose. You'll be okay. You know, you have a good concept, and I have to keep remembering that as well. I'm truly blessed, folks. Thank you for listening today. This was Entrepreneur Thursday. I will see you tomorrow. Love the world. Yes, I do. Be safe out there, Vegas. It's raining. Talk with you later. Bye-bye. Yeah.